Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, History, the Best Bet. Welcome back to the Mystery and Logic article series. This article will begin to sum up what we have learned to date. If you would like to update yourself to this article, you can go to JesusThisWay.com and download articles MLA-00001 through 00010, and we will send them to you. This way you can learn more about the Moses phenomenon for yourself. First, we see that science and scripture are not as far apart as everyone seems to think. I believe where scripture proclaims something, the fact finders of the scientific community will eventually prove it, as later articles will verify. Second, there is no doubt in my mind that science and scripture go hand in hand like peanut butter and jelly. If I believe that God is the ultimate truth, and I do, then the same scientists seeking answers to the question, why are we here? As in, how did we get here? Are going to learn that we came into existence the way scripture said we came into existence. Furthermore, there is that other question, why are we here? As in, what is our purpose? In my opinion, it's not science's job to prove or disprove God. Their job is to simply provide the facts of their search, and the people will make their own determination. Scientists, political hacks, and religious organizations of all kinds will enter into the mix, but in the end it all boils down to one thing. What's the safest and most logical bet? It is clear that today many people are realizing that they have a greater purpose in life than to sit by the pool, drinking tea, wondering what the poor people are doing. Today, people are helping the poor. In fact, today there's a cause for everything: save the whales, save the humans, save the fish, gay rights, woman's right to choose, mothers against drunk drivers against mothers, and the list goes on. But what about all of these interests? Are they the end-all, cure-all? Today people think of these works as spiritual. They're not. Why are we here? Meaning, what is our purpose? Every person is given life. What we do with it is an individual choice based on freedom. I don't mean freedom granted by the country you live in, nor by politics or principalities or powers. I mean the freedom to learn an absolute truth with your own free will and pursue it. Then tell others of it to free them from misconceptions regardless of the consequences of life or death. The greatest question of all time is, what will happen to me after I die? The greatest truth is the answer to that question. There are many world-altering things with today's technologies, politics, special interest groups and religions. However, there is only one truth worth living for, even worth dying for. This truth is archaeologically, historically and scientifically true. My challenge to you is, are you willing to take time to find out about it? Most people want to, but as Jesus said, the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. Force your flesh to work for something worth living for. God is worth living for. To live for oneself lacks love of neighbor and love of God, the two ingredients to make a man worthy of life in God's eyes. So, why are we here? Meaning, how did we get here? You already knew from the beginning, Moses told you. Why are we here? Meaning, what's our purpose? Simple. To preach the good news of Jesus Christ, go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Learn of Jesus as Jesus himself told us to do by reading the scripture. Is that too hard? No. The sciences are not something to scare you. Not even if sinister and dastardly motives derail fact findings, and that can happen, but time corrects all inaccuracies. Furthermore, science, history and archaeology are proving more and more to be friends of the God-believing. Jesus said two things that interest me. First, he said, I am the truth, the way and the life. Second, the truth will set you free. If he is who he claims to be, we have nothing to fear, because he is truth and science seeks him too. So, seek him. That's why we are here. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.